going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
We made it back to high ground. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn back in the studio. Thank you to everyone who hung on and listened to some of our older interviews as we escaped the flood. And as frustrating as it was to be ankle deep doing an interview there with Scott Fransky, I'm soaked. It's more frustrating to know that we've got to do what I told you so, Douglas, for a long time.
He couldn't wait a single second.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I just want to say, y'all going to start listening to me. Like, I'm this old for a reason. I've seen a lot. I just thought, I like the, you know what I get great joy in which I'm a rebel in? I don't even have to say anything. I can just look at you and Kyle's face. And the fact that it happened the way that it happened,
yep,
I feel vindicated. I just do. Because I sat there and I told y'all, I was like, the river's rising. And you guys, oh, plant-based Hugh, oh, pop, Douglas.
Yeah, it was rising.
All that. And I'm like, dog, y'all don't see. And it rose.
It rose fast, yeah.
It rose extremely fast.
Quickly.
But the best part about all this is as I assess the situation, and I'm like, all this electricity, everybody, oh, no, don't worry about it. We're going to be fine. Like, no, it's a lot of electricity around these parts. So when people started casually scrambling, trying to lift cords out the water, and I was like, and I'm looking at Joe.
It was not casual.
No.
I was freaking out.
Yeah. And I'm looking at Joe. Joe's just as cool as a cucumber.
He's the sitting show there doing this must show. Go on.
Joe's sitting there in about a foot of water doing this show. And I'm just looking at him like, okay, dog, when you going to call this?
We were trying to signal him like, bail. We have
weren't
to get
done
out
with
of
the
here.
Conversation with Scott.
Joe, that's why, you know, God don't put you in a position that you can't have. That's why I don't run the show. Because as soon as the water rode, I'm like, hey, Scott, huh? I'd have cut him out of there. Scott, I'm sorry. No, we're about to go.
Actually, at one point, Kyle signaled to me, we got to go. And I was like, really? We're breaking now?
Okay. Yes. We have to get out of here.
The show must go on, Giglio. That's the one right there.
You were
there.
About to be in like 6 inches
Scott,
of water.
Oh, I know.
Kyle's back there doing this. He's like, cut it.
Here's what we found out today. We found out everyone's role if we were on the Titanic. I'm going right down with the ship, and Hugh's jumping on the
first lifeboat, man.
I was wrapping everything up. I was like, did Hugh leave already? He was out of there.
No, and just real quick. To the people that was trying to give us food, I apologize for leaving because he said he had a nice sandwich with me with shrimp and stuff,
I'm
and he
sure
wanted
he
me
did,
to try.
Yeah.
I was
and
very
I
much looking forward to that. Yeah,
but my J's was getting wet.
Oh, they are wet. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm not coming back because I'm not trying to get my J's wet.
Well, I'm all wet. The whole operation.
They were getting wet.
You were out of there as fast as I could blink.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah.
And I didn't know you could move that quick anymore.
Oh, yeah, man. Listen.
That was 4740 combine Douglas over
it
here.
It was flash flooding. And I know you felt you saw when we were on Kelly Drive how flooded it was on Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate the regatta for having us. We wish we could have stayed, but Mother Nature got us right out of there. Yeah, so we're back in the studio now. 215-592-94.
Are we back on YouTube? Are we on YouTube?
I do wish...
We are?
Yeah, I do wish we were on YouTube for the moment where we had to evacuate. Because watching Hugh sweat bullets and watching me sit there in a puddle of water would have been something.
The best was... the best way you could describe it is that you were the violin players on the Titanic.
That's right. Going right down.
And I was panicking.
The equipment to worry about. I got up immediately.
No, you did. And I'm looking, and I'm like, man, it's a lot of electricity. It's a lot of cords running behind us.
Yeah, you were thinking very logistically. Yes, I was just talking to Scott Fransky.
And I'm like, dog, this ain't good. Because when we were talking, and it was just raining lightly, rain started dripping. We in the tent.
I felt a couple drips.
And it was dripping, and I'm like, is this tent going to be able to hold
on? You know what it reminded me of? You ever have a leak in your ceiling?
Yes.
And the first drip or two, you almost denying it. Like, this can't be. Like,
then we got another drip.
And then the second drip happened. I was like, that's okay. We got a problem here. And then I actually assumed you guys were just moving the tent, our table, just a few feet away from the water. And then I realized at some point we were evacuating.
No, you know, I knew it was going to get bad because in the middle of the tent, right, you could see the water pooling under the grass. Yep. And I was like, it's only a matter of time for it, you know, comes to us, and boy, when it came a lot. It was a lot.
All right. Well, we're back. I wish I could say it was dry, but I'm here in the studio with Hugh and Kyle. We're back. 215-592-9494. That was an adventure. All right, we appreciate it. I mean, we had people holding
Shout
on
Shout out
here.
To the folks that stayed online.
People stayed on the line. I mean, we had playing interviews from weeks ago, and everyone's here wanting to talk with us. All right, what were we talking about today? Are you worried about the schedule?
I guess.
Yeah, I'm more worried about the schedule than I was the rain. That probably was a mistake as I sat there. And
you got your priorities mixed up. I got mine. Mine was right on point.
Well, someone has to stay behind and do the show. Until it was break time, we were barreling through.
I bailed.
I mean, you were so... You couldn't even get through a question to Scott. You were just giggling and looking at the river.
Because I'm laughing at you. Like, you sat there like everything was cool.
Well, I mean...
Everybody's moving stuff. Everybody's trying to...
Someone has to keep a steady head.
Everybody was trying to get you out of the electricity. Well, and you just sat
to
there.
Be fair, until Kyle gave me the let's break signal, no one really said anything to me. I was just going with the flow.
Because Joe, you got to read the room. You didn't read the room.
I'm not showing panic. We have a show to do.
Sometimes it's called spatial awareness.
Yeah, I was aware. My foot was very aware that it was in 6 inches of water. I mean, I was aware of it. I just thought we would finish the segment out.
Oh no!
We break early.
I didn't give a damn about that segment at that point. I'm like Scott. We thought of Scott every week. You're like, I'd have told him flat out, hey, Scott, we'll catch you next week.
You basically did.
You did.
I'm like, we'll catch you next week.
You let Scott know he was not as important as you, Jace.
No, I'm just saying because I knew I saw what was happening.
It was wet.
It was flooding.
Not going
to
melt.
I need to listen back to how that sounded.
Well, you know what you heard? You heard legitimate fear in Hugh's voice when he asked a question or two. All right. What were we talking about today? The schedule? Are you worried about it? Right? That was the topic? I totally forgot. All right. Is Tim in Swedesboro? Is he there? Tim?
Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
Damn, glad you guys made it out of that. Holy crap, it was pretty bad.
It was. I'm very wet, Tim, but I'm happy to be on the air again.
I drive a truck, so it's cool.
Yes, yes. Good to have you guys back, safe and sound.
Thank you. All right, Tim, what are you thinking? Are you worried about the schedule?
I'm kind of in the air about it. I mean, like I was saying before, like I'm thinking like 13 wins, but like I'm thinking like with the Rams, the Lions, with the Cowboys, how I was saying how we might split that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know like with this defense and like, you know, we lost a few guys and, you know, that's a bit of a concern too, because, you know, I know Vic Fangio has a new personnel to work with, but I mean, in a way I think, you know, we'll be okay because, you know, everyone makes adjustments. I mean, I know the offense has to adjust too with the new coordinator. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but I actually, Hugh, I have a question for you, man.
What you got?
When you played, did you ever have a schedule like this? Because I remember I asked John Ritchie this the other day, and he kind of gave me an interesting point on when he played on his view. But what's your view on like a schedule like this? Like, did you ever have a schedule like this when you played?
You know, now I'm curious to see what John said now. But as far as having a schedule that felt this disjointed, no, not at all. And what I mean by that is not a whole like games on Thursday, Friday, not a whole lot of consistent Sunday games, not too many games, back-to-back home games, or anything like that. No, never had a schedule like this. The closest thing I had, I think it was the year we lost to the Rams and we had a daunting schedule that following year.
Yeah.
And but again, like I said, my job, and I told Joe this morning, my job is to get ready for the season. The coach's job is to get you ready week to week. So that's how you approach it. As long as I'm doing everything that I have to do to prepare my body for the season, coach got to get me ready for week to week.
Yeah. I don't want to put, you know, John on the spot. But, I mean, I'm just trying to remember what he said. Something like, you know, with, like, adjusting to, like, the different times. Like, the Thursday night, the Monday night, the Sunday night.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it takes a toll on your body.
Yeah, like, yeah, because you're playing, like, I would say this. If, say, when I play with the Jets, we play a lot of 1 o'clock games. So my body was accustomed to getting ready to go at 1 o'clock. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was my body clock. The 4 o'clock game was a little different, and you had to adjust to that. But it was something where, say, if you had a 4 o'clock game one weekend, more than likely you got a later one the next weekend, so you could adjust that way. But to his point, when you talk about Thursday night game, Sunday night game, you know, a lot of time in between, short times in between, that's a little bit different. And your focus, you have to, I would think, that you really have to be locked in when you have that kind of adversity that you're dealing with, especially when you talk about practice schedules, because you're not going to have only consistent practice schedule. I think you're probably going to have is the one that you have in the preseason. And then after that, it's going to be all over the place because you start the season on a Thursday night. And then once you turn back around and you go to Sunday, right?
Right.
And then you got a couple other games sprinkled in there, significant games.
A Friday.
Thursday, you got like so – the schedule is going to be different, so that means your work schedule is going to be different. It's not going to be as consistent as you're used to.
Yeah. I got one more thing for Mr. Lamb. I heard what he said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's awesome to see, you know, raise that banner in front of them. I would say, all right, back it up. Back it up. Come on in. Back it up. You don't think Quinyon Mitchell can cover you like he kind of burned you before? Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay, come on in, CD. Back it up.
Yeah, let's see you do it. And again, he has a short memory because he only had 21 yards last time they played it. Tim, good phone call. One thing about the schedule, Hugh, that it is hard to think back like it to then, right? Because I can look at the records of the teams you played, but that's after the fact, right? We're talking about going into a season with the schedule. You don't know what a team's going to be. You just kind of have a perception of a team. The one thing I think that is clearly different now versus then, there's way more now in the NFL schedule, weird times and days.
Yes.
When you played, there was no such thing as a Black Friday game.
Yes.
Right? There was not an international game on Sunday mornings. I know the Eagles aren't in it this year, but last year they were in Brazil. There's all these little things they do now. Christmas. They didn't do that. Or it was Sunday. And they had Thursday when you play. That was the beginning of Thursday. But it wasn't like this. Now it's all over the place. The other thing is now they rotate the divisions more, right? Because they've like this particular season, the Eagles play the NFC North and the AFC West. I happen to think those are the best divisions top to bottom. It's just like, and that's not the NFL conspiring against the Eagles. It's just like it rotates, right?
Yeah, it is what it is.
This is the year they get those divisions, and those divisions happen to be really good right now. So they face all those good teams. The other thing, I'm thinking back to the run you had with Andy, 2000 to 2004. I think other than the Giants once or twice, when you played them once in the playoffs, the division was terrible.
Yeah,
right? The Cowboys were bad.
It wasn't that great.
The Commanders were bad. Like, right now, there's a team in this division that played in the title game last year, right? So you have two Commanders games that are good. You have the AFC West. It's just the league is a little different now. I don't think you ever face a schedule quite like this. Let's go to Jake and Delco. It's just different now. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Jake, what's up? We made it back to high ground.
Oh, wow. The funniest part was when Joe was keeping his cool and, I guess, talking to Doc at that point. And you could hear Hugh in the background talking. That was the funniest part.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand there for that.
It was challenging, but we...
Joe's a trooper.
Yeah, I was afraid he was going to run away, so I figured I would keep going.
Right. Well, I'm surprised he didn't, but hey, you guys made it back in the studio.
Yes.
As far as the schedule, yeah, it is. It's daunting, and it's weird. There's not consecutive home games the whole year. That's kind of crappy.
Well, it's the first time, Jake, a defending Super Bowl champ has not had back-to-back home games the following year ever. I mean, it's unprecedented. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be rare, just generally speaking, too. And then, what's the other thing? Oh, the, 10 or 11 playoff teams?
Yes.
Which is a record. But, you know, I think we did lose some people on defense, but I think the culture is definitely still intact. It makes me feel like last year, every time we were getting better and beating teams, like, oh, but now they got to go to Baltimore, in Baltimore, and they're a tough brand of football down there. And we went down there in BTA. And then we did the same thing to Pittsburgh. I just have a feeling that culture is going to carry over and we're going to exceed expectations and be like, I got 14-3. Call me a homer, but that's what I got.
Well, if they do it, listen, they did it last year. Because when the schedule came out last year, I remember thinking Baltimore, Cincinnati, like, oh, those are tough spots. And then they went there and they won both those games. They won in Dallas last year. Now, Dallas didn't have Dak and they weren't very good. But they checked all those boxes. They won in L.A. against the Rams. So we know they can. It's just a matter of can they pull it off again and stay healthy and all that kind of stuff. Jake, what's a competitive event the WIP staff should compete against each other in?
Real quick, Joe, before I give you my event, I think it's no doubt that Hugh is a great Eagles great, no doubt. Like, come on, but I think the bigger question is Hugh on the Jacksonville Jaguars wall of shame?
Yes, I think I would think if there is one.
They still be trying to get me to come to the little legend stuff too, though.
Does she do anything for?
Is that a personal email or are you just on a list?
I think it's my personal email.
No, but like,
but it's a list. Yeah, you're on the list.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You think
Jaguar
someone's
player.
Typing that out? Like,
yeah,
on a,
they ain't paying attention.
No, I don't think so.
And for my thing to try, it's billiards, pool, shoot some pool.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I can shoot some pool online. Yeah,
Jake, what do you mean shoot the pool?
Because it's
online?
Easier.
You want to play digital pool?
Yeah, just play digital.
Shooting pool is like it's not hard.
It's not easy.
No, but it's not physically taxing.
No, but it's not easy. You got to like the angles and stuff.
It's skilled. Like math. It's a skillful
math.
Game.
It's like math.
It's not really math.
Kind of. A little bit. Because you got to get the angles and the geometry and all
you
that.
You play in the bar.
Yeah. But it's still math.
Are you saying you don't think we'd be good as a show?
I don't know. Kyle, like, he might have a little pool shark in him. You, not so much.
If I get hot.
All right. Which show would be best?
Us.
Yeah, that's what I think so, too. Or which show's better than us at pool? Afternoon show?
I don't know,
because I
can't remember seeing Ike playing pool before. I don't know if he's a pool player.
I don't think those guys are pool sharks.
I don't think Jack plays pool.
Morning show, DeCamera playing pool?
No.
Richie? Now, he understands the angles.
Rhea might play pool.
Rhea might be a sleeper.
Yeah. Rhea might be a problem.
Yep. There is one. I did think of one thing about this schedule that I feel like we haven't talked about, because we keep saying they don't have back-to-back home games. This year, they're scheduled for 9 road, 8 home.
Mm-hmm.
So if they had back-to-back home games, wouldn't they have to at some point have to have 2 or 3 straight road games? Like, we don't have back-to-back home games. That's annoying. But we also, remember 2 years ago, we had 3 straight road games? They don't have that. It's like, it's the good and the bad of it. I wish we had back-to-back home games, but at least we don't have 3 straight road games. Because that... What was that gauntlet 2 years ago? It was
Seattle one of them?
I think Seattle was one. At some point, I feel like they had 3 straight road games, and that was tough. I mean, that was a lot. All right, let's go to Justin. Wants to talk about the flood, which was not fun to be in. Justin, what's up?
Sorry, just real quick.
Yeah,
I had to listen back to how it sounded.
Justin. Yeah,
on the air with Francie.
How was that?
It's so funny. We might have to play it coming
up. Okay. Can you feel Hugh's fear?
Oh, Scott even calls him out on it.
I forgot. Maybe at that point I was having fear of myself.
I'm not worried about y'all calling me out. Y'all call it fear. I call it being smart.
We might have to replay it in case someone missed. It's so funny.
I call it being smart. Y'all call it. Y'all, what is the point of being deathified and getting electrocuted? For what?
Okay.
For Scott?
Hold on.
Getting electrocuted for Scott?
To be fair. To be fair, I was locked in and not thinking about electrocution.
And that's why, as a partner, I'm trying to tell you. I'm looking right at you, and I'm like, Joe, what you doing?
It's for the fans, Hugh. For the listeners.
You know what I want to say. I don't care about the fans.
Well, someone here has to.
I've been damn them fans. I'm not. God damn them fans. I'm not doing it.
You just had your bleep them kids moment. You just had yours.
I tried to tell y'all.
A regular MJ over here. Unreal.
That the flood was coming.
Okay.
Y'all thought I was playing.
Two things. One, you were right. I told you so. Douglas
Thank
has
you.
Arrived. You were right. But our back was turned to the flood. You did stand up and look. I wasn't quite sure what was going on.
Joe, I did
see fear in everyone's eyes.
Joe, but you're just sitting there. You're just sitting there.
We were in the middle of an interview with Scott.
And I'm looking right at you like, Joe, what you doing? I'm looking right
Again,
at you like, Joe, what you doing?
You
looked at me like, what are you doing?
At no point did being electrocuted cross my mind. Now, had it, maybe I would have gotten
okay,
up.
Okay, so you didn't see the dudes trying to lift the cords out the
I
water?
I did.
And that wasn't an indicator?
I thought they may have gotten electrocuted, to be honest. I didn't think I would. All right, Justin in Delaware's up. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Justin, what's up?
Oh, man, I was going to say, hey, you had the right idea. I was going to say, I'm on my way home. I live in Delaware, but I work in Delco, and I barely made it out of Delco. I'm not even kidding. I mean, I felt like I just was swimming down the river. I was gonna say coming out of there. So I just made it out. It was really bad. I was gonna say. So you definitely need your boat, you know, to get through that.
Yeah,
so.
I'm glad you're safe. I hope everyone out there is safe. We're good. My feet are wet, but for the most part, we're good. We made it back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you got here?
It was 2022.
I wanted to talk about the Phillies. Actually, I mean, I know the schedule. The schedule I told Kyle. I mean, I'm at like 12-5, 13-4 at best. I think you know with all you know we do got a lot of rough games, and I mean some of those you know with being home away it could get us, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. I'm not even there yet with that. But with the Phillies. You know, I think that this stretch coming up, I mean, I really hope that they can take advantage of these two, you know, weak opponents. I mean, they really got to get on top of the Mets. I mean, I know it's early, but I just want them to get a little bit of a lead on the Mets, you know, just so that, you know, come the end of the summer, you know, we're in a better spot, you know, so.
Well, no, it's a good point, Justin. Yeah, I mentioned it to Scott. I think that was right before I was ankle deep in the river. And just a good phone call. They do, you know, the schedule for the Phillies the next seven games, mm-hmm. they got to take advantage of this. So there's two teams in Major League Baseball that fired their managers last week, the Pirates mm-hmm. and the Rockies. That's who the Phillies play for the next seven games. Pirates this weekend for three.
Have the Colorado Rockies won 10 games?
I don't think so. No, I think we're still in single digits. I think we're still there. They might be like 9 or 8 and
No, I'm not trying to be funny, but 7.
7.
7 to 36.
Well, I mean, they're facing probably the two worst teams in baseball or two of the four worst teams in baseball mm-hmm. starting tonight this weekend against the Pirates, and then they go to Colorado next week. They have to take advantage of this.
Well, it's a whole lot of red on their schedule.
That's what happens.
They've been going. You talk about going back to back. They've been going back to back to back to back. They've been doing a lot of back to back.
All right. Can I give you a reason why the Phillies have to play well the next week?
One,
they have to take advantage of who they're playing. Also, I'm looking at the Mets schedule, right? I think the Phillies are 2.5 or 3 behind the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the Mets schedule over the next 10 days. At the Yankees for 3, at the Red Sox for 3, and then they play the Dodgers.
Well, so you got a chance to make some ground.
Yeah, it feels like you would think the Mets, even if they hold their own, are probably going to go, 5-4 the next 9? 4-5, right?
Yeah.
Like, they've got some tough opponents coming up. Meanwhile, the Phillies have Pirates, Rockies, A's, and the A's aren't quite as bad as they were last year. They're more 500-ish, but what are we thinking these next 9 games? All right, 10 games, actually, right? 3-4-3?
6-4?
Oh, I want better than that.
7-3?
I got to get 7-3 these next 10.
Come on, Hugh, go 8.
Pirates, Rockies, A's.
Wow. After the day I've had trying to save both of y'all,
yes.
Y'all should allow me to save 7-3. I saved both of y'all. I saved y'all.
You didn't.
I kind of did. Y'all didn't believe
you. You bounced immediately.
Yeah.
Because, listen.
You left.
You bailed.
You bailed.
If this was a horror movie, we know how most times horror movies go.
Well, for you, yeah.
Black guy left first. Black guy left. Black Panther.
You're not giving a tape?
No, I'm ignoring all of that, the music bag. I'm ignoring that. I'm just waiting for the all. Because I hate. Thank you.
Wow, the audience even made it back here. The studio audience that was with us at the regatta, they ran back here too.
Trying to get y'all to leave. Y'all just like, no, everything is fine. Everything is fine.
I try to think positive.
Nothing to see.
You know, I always around here, everyone says I'm pessimistic. I try to think positive, Tay, and you're like, be negative. Think the worst.
No.
We're fine.
I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm like, dude. Water's rising. Yeah, but phooey.
You were right, but you were also the boy who cries wolf.
No, not all the time.
Hold on a second. You thought there was an alligator in the Schuylkill. So when you tell me the river's rising, I'm not going to believe you.
No, I didn't say an alligator was in the Schuylkill. It's an alligator in Maryland somewhere.
Yeah, but you probably thought there was one.
That was a log. It was a dead body in the Schuylkill. And to my point, it was. Well,
welcome to Philly.
It was a little bit farther up the Schuylkill, but it was a dead body in the Schuylkill. It was a dead body.
I'm not worried about that.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just like I didn't want to get in the Schuylkill.
I didn't want to get in the Schuylkill. Unfortunately, the Schuylkill came to me. I didn't want to get in, but I ended up in there anyway. All right, 215-592-9494. Today's been a day, but we're happy to be back in the studio after an adventure to get here. All right, your phone calls here. Painter Watch. We got to check in. Andrew Painter had a second start for the AAA Iron Pigs last night. Plus, some audio of our Fransky interview. Kyle has combed through. What did it sound like as the river was rushing into our tent and Hugh Douglas was running for the hills as we talked to Scott Fransky? You'll hear some of that next. Your phone calls on the schedule. Are you worried about the Eagles' schedule? And is Hugh actually an Eagles great? Morning show today. Joe DeKemmer said he is, but with a lowercase g. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is it that time? Is it Andrew Painter watch time? He pitched last night.
Is that
night.
His song?
That's
his song? Or you just
it should be.
I kind of like that.
What if he came out to that entire thing? Like that entire intro is how he
with
came
Bob
out.
Ross?
Yeah.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that for him. I thought it was his song.
Well, it should be now.
I did bring up last time, though, that the name of the song is not conducive to great pitching because it's called Walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We can't have that.
Yeah.
There was a pitcher named Bob Walk once. I believe he pitched in the World Series. All right, Andrew Painter, he had his second start last night in AAA. 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 2 runs. I would say more of an average start, nothing special, but he built himself up 71 pitches.
Who was the prospect he went to? Who did he play against the Mets farm team? Was it the Mets farm team?
I believe it was.
Or the Yankees.
No, it was the Mets.
It was the Mets?
Syracuse. The Syracuse Mets, yes.
Yeah, and who was their fifth, their number five prospect, the hitter he was going against?
Oh, I didn't realize he went against a significant batter.
Yeah, because they were I can't remember his batter's
okay.
name. But yeah, they were talking about that. They were talking about that.
So here's what's interesting to me about this. Because again, he wasn't. If you look at some of his other games, he's been more dominant. He was all right, you know, five innings, couple runs. But he got up to 71 pitches. Like, we're starting to build five innings, 71 pitches. What is an average back-of-the-rotation guy go in Major League Baseball? Like, 90 pitches? Five innings? I mean, if the conversation is how quickly can he build himself up to being ready, I don't think he's that far away.
Yeah, it feels like it. It feels like that's the case. Might be right on time, too.
Well, Aaron Nola better wake up, or somebody better wake up, because Andrew Painter is on his way. We'll find out how many more times they let him pitch at AAA. We're also getting to the point, I would say another 3 weeks to a month, if he's dominating, why are we wasting innings down at AAA? If he only has 100 or whatever in his arm the whole season, or 120, I don't know what the number is. I can't waste that many more down at AAA. So we'll keep an eye on it, but 71 pitches last night through five innings for Andrew Painter in his second AAA start. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we will let you hear a couple of clips from the now infamous Scott Fransky interview, which I did basically ankle deep in the Schuylkill, and Hugh was running away.
Yep, some are calling this the great midday show flood of 2025.
And we survived it. We're all here. We made it.
And since we're doing this in lieu of you people, because it's like basically an entirely different show now.
Yeah, totally.
Since that incident, I just want to share a few of the funnier comments. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, you said women and children, my ass.
He ran. He's out.
No, I'd have just been on the same boat with the women and the kids. I'd have been there.
Yeah, sure you would, buddy.
Bumping out a woman and child to make it on.
I wouldn't have bumped them out, but I'd have been like, Herbie, you better Herbie get your ass on that raft.
And then one I did not appreciate, company man Kyle made sure to take the equipment away instead of taking my phone out and filming.
Well, I mean,
he wanted to see the carnage, or they wanted to see the carnage.
Stuff's expensive, man.
Yeah, we needed the equipment.
I will gladly be a company.
By the way, I'm not going to name names, but there were quite a few of people from WIP in different roles right there. There were salespeople. Yep. Kyle was there, Hugh, myself. There was, I don't know, maybe eight of us.
Yeah.
You learn about people in tough moments. Some people run.
What, that I was the only damn one wrapping up the equipment?
You did your job. I tried to do my job. I'm just saying, and you just, some people freak out. Some people are calm. I mean, you learn.
I know what my role is. No, I'm leaving.
Yeah, bail.
You didn't quite freak out as much as you just made a very, very strong business decision that you were out.
I was out because, first of all, I ain't want my Jays to get away.
I know, you're Jays.
And then it's like, no,
Jays here, everybody else here.
Your Jays were cooked. I saw
it was
them,
flood.
Dude.
It was flood. No, I had to say, I'm going to take them off when I get home and dry them out because we ain't going to go out like that.
I'm wearing shoes that have a hole in the front.
My feet are so wet, man. I'd have brought some galoshes. I'd at least brought, like, that
well,
was
you,
bad.
You say if we know, we wouldn't have done the outing. I mean,
that the heavens just opened up and it was just, just got different. It got different quick.
During the breaks, he was like, that river's rising.
Yeah.
No, like, it's not rising.
He let everyone know and we told him that he was a baby.
Pop, pop. I'm like, dog, y'all don't see that? Because they had the little orange pontoon thing and they're floating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, that thing ain't rising. It was like, oh, that's just the runoff.
I mean, well, it was the runoff.
Then all the meteorologists and everybody talking about, oh, that's just the runoff from the river. And that's the face. I'm glad the people are using it. Oh, that's just the runoff from the river. I don't, you're worried about the wrong thing. Okay.
All right, we get it. You got one right. We get it. We get it.
I got a few of them right.
You got one right. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
I can't take it. Oh, my God. You.
What?
We got a new name for you. I tried to told you Douglas.
I tried to tell him. Yep, they didn't want to hear me.
He did.
Oh, he said, the river is rising.
The show must go on, Big V.
Big V, and make it so bad. I said it on the air. I kept saying it because I'm looking at Joe. Joe just sitting there. Joe, you know what I found out about Joe? You remember that? You know that meme with the dogs in the room and the place is on fire? And he's talking about, I'm fine.
This is fine.
That's Joe.
Yeah, this is fine.
I was very dismissive.
You know, I hope people believe me now. Because people, you know, people always say that I get very emotional and I pessimistic. And I say, in real life, I'm not like that.
You were very steady.
In real life, I'm fine. It comes to the Eagles schedule, I'm sweating bullets over here.
It took me going, dude, we have to get out of here now.
You don't understand, Big V. I'm sitting over there panicking. Kyle is starting to panic. Joe is a cool as a cucumber.
He was just sitting there doing an interview with Scott. And I'm like, Joe, we're getting off the air. We're leaving.
I didn't believe him when he said we're going to break. I was like, now? Really? We got 10 minutes left in this segment.
Joe reminds me of the white guy in a horror movie. Goes, oh, a nice floating. Well, that's peculiar.
That's right. Nothing to worry about. Don't you worry. Meanwhile, you running for the heavens. He's trying not to be the first
around
one
and he was
out.
Gone.
He was gone.
A guy with a hockey mask and a chainsaw. What are we going to do? Joe's like, hey, let's see if he wants to play.
No reason to worry, Big V. It was only a flood. All right, Big V, what are you thinking today?
Okay. First of all, I'm not worried about the Eagles schedule because you guys already said it. It's the player's job to be ready for the season. Now, we're already the champions of the NFL right now. So you know that everybody wants to be the man, and to be the man, they got to beat the man. So if we don't want to get beat, the players on their offseason were preparing. The coaches, preparing. These rookies that they got, preparing. I'm not worried about the schedule because the Eagles, they're proven that they can prepare the team for the opponent that they're facing. And even though we've had some not-so-pretty wins, we still have wins. Now, Hugh, really? 3-1?
1-3, first
one and
four.
Three.
1-3, he's got him at.
1-3.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you're entitled to your opinion, but if you want to die on that hill, if we're not 1-3, why don't you paint your beard green?
Wait a minute, Big V. How about this? Tell me why they're going to go 3-1. And I don't want to hear about no hopes and maybes. Tell me why you think they're going to go 3-1.
Well, first of all, I didn't say they were going to go 3-1.
No, I'm just saying. But you're 2-2. Whatever's better than what I had, 1-3. Okay. Make a case for them to go 2-2.
Preparation, timing, and execution.
Oh, but isn't aren't all the teams preparing?
Yeah, that dog ain't hunting, Big B.
It's not hunting because I'm challenging you. But if it was Joe,
I love this. Only the Eagles are trying. Only the Eagles are preparing. Everybody else just showing up to the games.
This is why I love Philadelphia because nothing we talk about does have to be based in logic. It's just like, hey, this is what I'm saying.
Because he's challenging you.
Yeah. If things were based in logic, WIP would not exist. We all know that.
Then, I appreciate that, Big V.
I'm not a fatalist. I'm not sitting up there saying that everybody's playing golf with President Trump and smoking cigars and having champagne. So I'm saying that some people are going to be ready. So it could be a little better than 1-3. It could be 2-2.
I think 2-2 is a very
that's
possible
feasible.
Outcome.
It's feasible, yeah. But it's also feasible, Big V, that they could go 1-3. You know, when you talk about it like that, none of us know, and it's. I think when you look at the schedules, we all have our formulas for getting to where we get to.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I'm wrong, but I can also see a scenario where that might happen. 1-3 might happen, and then they go on a run. Because after that, they don't lose a game until December.
Well, on your schedule.
Yeah, on my schedule.
Well, October is lighter. I mean, whatever happens in September, they should be able to play well in October. We appreciate the call, Big V. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you worried about how hard the Eagles' schedule is? No, at 79%. So a lot of Super Bowl syndrome out there coping.
You know, if I had time, I would have put, are you worried about the midday show?
Yeah.
The flood is rolling.
That one, I would have voted yes after my feet got wet. All right, is Hugh Douglas actually an Eagles great? 69% say yes. 31% voting against Hugh as an Eagles great today. I voted yes, Hugh. I gave you the yes on that. You're in the Eagles Hall of Fame. I believe Kyle voted no. We all know what happened this morning with the camera. I mean, just mocking the idea of you in the Eagles Hall of Fame. Could have been because he lost Pete the Hammer. Could have been because you said he looks pregnant. I mean, I'm not.
I'm, I'm voting on the latter.
See, you had this one coming.
No, I had it coming. Yeah. I'm not mad at him, man. And I'm not even mad at the 39% or whatever.
31.
They'd be okay. I mean, it's their opinion. I respect their opinion.
But you are in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I am.
I mean,
I am in the Black College Hall of Fame, too. So, you know, yeah. There's that.
You're in multiple Hall of Fames.
Yeah.
Any other Hall of Fames we don't know about?
No.
Here's the question. Will Hugh Douglas one day be in the Radio Hall of Fame? The WIP Hall of Fame?
Who will go in before me or Joe the camera? Because I think my hot take about the defensive
your famous take?
My famous.
Famous.
It's on AI. Joe the camera doesn't have one.
Does Joe DeCamera have a famous take? What's Joe's most famous take?
Ask me in December about the Eagles' record last year.
Yeah, I don't know what Joe's most famous take is, but certainly, Hugh, you haven't. If you're talking about AI, you know, not Allen Iverson, artificial intelligence picked up your take more than any.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Will, and then I think we're going to hear a little bit from the interview we did with Scott Fransky, which was happening literally as the Schuylkill was flooding onto our set. Will in Jenkintown. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for making it. Well, what's up?
First off, I want to always say, go Birds.
Go
period,
Birds,
Will. First and foremost, right?
Yes.
This season, I'm really not too worried about it. I mean, I know we're playing some good teams, but, you know, come on. We're the best team. We're going to play good teams. Everybody's looking at us. So, you're going to have to handle that pressure. You want to be the champs. You want to hold the belt. You're going to have to handle it. I'm not too worried about it. I think Washington might give us some trouble, might give us a loss. Dallas, I have friends that are saying, oh, Dallas is going to beat us at least once. I don't know where they get that. Dallas isn't beating us once. They're lucky they're on the same field as us.
Typically, I just usually say, and I think most of us do, they're going to split with Dallas because that's what's happening most years. I think you could be right this year, Will. When we went through it yesterday, I gave them wins in both Cowboys games. I think the Cowboys could be a 6-7 win team. I know they're usually way better than that with Dak, but that coach they hired is the least inspiring coaching hire in 15 years in the NFL. They could really stink.
Yep. They don't have it in them this year. They're going to be the same. And honestly, last year for Dak to say we were this close to the Eagles, you have got to be kidding. There's nothing even resembles close to us. But another reason why I'm really happy you guys took my call, I just want to let you guys know, I called last night on my way here, just today at 3:28 in the morning, welcome my beautiful baby daughter into the world.
Hey!
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend Rachel had our daughter, Ivy Rose Herman Hay, soon to be the newest Eagles fan, and just so excited, and I just want to tell you and the world I love her so much, and just happy to just so happy right now.
We're happy for you,
man. That's a beautiful feeling.
Thanks. Congratulations, Will. Enjoy. You got it, man. Enjoy every moment. That's awesome stuff right there, Will. Good stuff, and hope you have a great weekend with your. With your brand new daughter. All right, can we...
You don't get no sleep, though, dog.
No, that's out for a while.
It's a wrap.
That's out.
It's all fun and game until that poop starts smelling.
Yeah, which it will.
Kyle, you don't have little Mm-mm. Kyle yet, but the first couple poops that they do, it's like really cute because it don't smell like nothing.
Well, because they haven't eaten.
They really haven't eaten it, but boy, when they start, when them things start to get... You know,
it changes.
It changes drastically.
All right.
Yeah, it's gonna get real quick. Yeah.
Enjoy fatherhood. And by the way,
the poop smell. Wait till it starts stinking.
Yeah, that's not fun. But everything else is great. All right. Before we play this for you, so we're gonna play a couple of clips from the Scott Fransky interview during the great flood of the midday flood of 2025. But
the midday flood.
We got some news. Bryce Stott's gonna be on the afternoon show today.
2:15, I believe.
2:15. I believe that was the final question I had to Scott was something about Bryce Stott. And at that point, I kind of blacked out because I realized the fear in everyone else's eyes, and I realized we were probably had to wrap this thing up. All right, but Kyle's pulled some of the audio. Here's how it sounded when we conducted an interview during a flood.
I think what you also see is that he's growing and learning better how to use it.
Can hear that rain.
When to use it, who to use it against, how to couple it with the other pitches that he has. I think I loved the move at the time, and there's no reason not to love it even more every time you see him go to the mound.
Scott Fransky with us here, a Fransky Friday, as we are at the Stotesbury Cup Regatta here on this Friday. Phillies open a series tonight against the Pirates. Hugh, you're going to be all right.
No, I'm not.
She was worried.
No.
Well,
no, Scott.
Full disclosure, Scott, the area we're in has begun to flood.
Scott,
so it just
got real. It just got real. It just got really real.
We also found out, Scott, it real life Titanic, I go down with the ship and Hugh gets in the lifeboat.
Hey, listen.
I sat there talking to Hugh and Hugh started walking away.
Hey, Scott, I just want to say, they think I'm crazy. They're going to start listening to me at some point. They're going to start listening at some point. I told them this could happen.
As long as the afternoon show's ready to go a little bit earlier, if you guys have to clear out.
they better get ready, because we're about to start swimming in about 2 seconds.
I think we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be all right.
You were wrong.
I was. That was a lie.
Well, I'm going down with the ship, Hugh. We got a show to do. All right, Scott. Tonight the Pirates come in, and then next week a trip to Colorado and an A's team that is a little more, I guess,
put on a brave face,
competitive than they have been in years past. But, Scott, this feels like a part of the schedule where – they should play well and hopefully rack up some wins here. I mean, Pirates and Rockies the next 7 games. This feels like an opportunity here to get some wins.
It does feel like an opportunity. I mean, sometimes that can be a little bit scary, right, if everybody thinks you're, you know, when you're supposed to win.
They're about to get bad, though.
And I don't think the players take any of that for granted. I mean, I do think the players tend to believe that the next game on the schedule is the hardest game they got. So hopefully they keep that mindset and not take anything for granted here. Because, again, you know, if you let one slip away the first couple of days and you're staring at somebody like Paul Skeens on Sunday, he's obviously got the ability to shut anybody down. So, I don't think it's a situation where you take anything for granted. But it does feel like a part of the schedule where they could maybe make some hay.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, in retro, a couple things. One, early in the clip, you hear Hugh just say Jesus, right?
I think he said we're about to meet Jesus.
I said that, and I kept saying Mayday, Mayday. I didn't want to say abort because, you know, abort. I just want to say abandon ship or something.
I'm trying to get you social cues.
I know.
You know how the coaches always say they got to watch the film before they have an opinion? In retrospect, now hearing the audio, I should have bailed before the Pirates question. I probably should have got
us
out
of going for another 2 minutes.
No, and yeah. I'm just looking at Joe. I'm looking at him, and I'm like,
it's so loud, the rain.
Yes, and I'm like, Joe is completely oblivious. No, to what's happening.
I wasn't fully oblivious. I just thought you were being a baby. I mean, if I'm being honest,
I was not being a baby. The rain was hard. Like, my mic kept clipping. It was clipping in and out a little bit. I'm like, dog, we about to die. Because one of us about to get electrocuted.
The rain reminds me of you cooking bacon on the air.
It was loud, loud like that, yeah. It was loud.
That was Noah's Ark kind of stuff right there. It was coming down.
I felt bad now because the dude was trying to give me that sandwich. I should have got that sandwich. Yeah,
you're hungry, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the tension's just like building in the clip. Like, uh-huh. If you know what's happening now, you can just hear it start to get awkward. It gets even better, though, because Scott, I think, starts to really notice Hugh freaking out. Mm-hmm. So do you want to hear the rest?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Scott, I'm curious, in your estimation, how you think the Phillies...
It's okay,
Scott, it's not okay. Scott. Hey, my partner's been a real trooper about this. Me, not so much. It's getting bad.
Not okay.
Scott, it's getting bad, bro. It's getting bad.
Scott, it's going to be all right. Hugh, it's going to be all right. Scott, let's end with this, and then we might have to put the life preservers
on.
Yeah,
maybe I went too far.
I'm curious, from your perspective, how do you think the Phillies evaluate
all right.
Scott.
Can you stop for a second? So I have a strong recollection of this exact moment. This is when everyone there is telling me we got to go.
No.
Because I kind of stumbled through my words because Kyle's like, you really got a break. And I was like, in the middle of a question here. But this is when I realized we're in some trouble.
You're like, no, I got to ask about the Pirates. No. Yeah, it's okay.
And I'm looking at Joe and I'm like, dog, what are you doing?
I'm like, what are you doing?
And then there's nothing to see here, people. Hey, nothing but a fire. Ain't nothing going
let's
on.
Let's finish it
nothing
out but flash flood. As the flood comes in.
About it, it's been overall good, and I think we like the lineup like this. But his numbers have calmed down a little bit. Is it, you know, OPS just a little over 700? But I know he's leading baseball, or at least the National League, and pitches seen per plate appearance. Scott, how much do you think it's going to matter to keep this going if he's producing a lot, or is it just the way he approaches an at-bat, is that what they want out of the leadoff spot?
It's a great question. It really is, and I think it's something they still will continue to look at. I think the thing you get into is if he doesn't hit
Scott's
there,
no
where does he hit? How do you line it up? Do you have Turner lead off every day? You know, do you go Turner, Harper, Schwarber, 1-2-3 every day, regardless, lefty or righty? I tend to think that at least against righties, there's still some more leash.
Is that you giggling
for Bryson? Because you're right.
Yes,
nervous.
I'm laughing at you.
Not the best.
Because you was gonna get that question.
You know, but in terms of a leadoff man, mm-hmm. you look at his at bats and you say, "Wow, that's a leadoff guy, right?" He grinds out at bats. Everybody sees a lot of pitches.
Everyone's freaking out.
You hear the murmur coming in the background of people running
really
away.
Good, really productive for the lineup as a whole. But
they wonder what the hell wrong with you.
Get on base a little bit more, and when he does get on base, I think that what they really love is the dynamic of having Stott and Turner at the top with speed on the bases. I mean, that can make such a big difference with the two, you know, the two big guys.
As the Thunder.
I don't know that anything in that regard is etched in stone. I really think that there's still some things to consider and things to keep watching there. And, you know, keep your
that
mind
thunder
open.
Was loud.
Yeah, that was loud.
If you feel like they're warranted.
Scott, really appreciate it. As always, we'll be listening tonight, this whole weekend against the Pirates. Scott, we're going to put the life preservers on, so we'll talk to you next Friday, all right?
Yeah, I hope you got a rowboat, guys.
Yeah, hey, Scott, if you was here, you would definitely need one.
Scott, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
In retrospect, I probably took it a little too long.
You took it too far, yeah. Joe.
It almost sounded like we were next to a faucet or a shower that was on. That's how loud that rain was.
And you know what's the funny part? Because on that clip, you can hear the bedlam in the background.
Yes.
You can hear people going bananas.
There's fear.
And you're sitting there. You're the violin player on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's yelling and screaming. And you're trying to play the next song. You're looking at the song selections.
I got to play this Thunder one more time.
It makes such a big difference. With the two, you know, the two big
and,
guys.
And Joe's just, powering through the interview, and I'm just looking at him like, dog, when we leave?
Listen, did we make it out?
Yeah, we did.
All right, we're good. And we got some good audio out of it.
We would have been out a whole lot sooner.
Okay. All right, we made it. No one died. We're good. All right.
Not luckily.
Friday's midday show. No one died. All right, that's it for us today, as it's beautiful outside now and sunny. Afternoon show is next. You guys have a great rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.